What's up, you guys? My name is Noelle, and this is Hot Girl Happy Hour, where I discuss all things pop culture, lifestyle, and hot. Today, I'm back with another Dream Girl episode, so I hope you guys enjoy. My first Dream Girl episode, I explained my way of living, that I get through certain things just by turning on autopilot mode and showing up as whatever Dream Girl I've created in my head. And while I do love the fun dream girl stuff of like grocery shopping with intention and romanticizing my workouts, sometimes dream girls do struggle with things like depression and other mental health issues. And this episode is about that stuff, actually. If I'm going back to my original dream girl simulation theory, then I can easily view my depression and anxiety as a glitch of sorts, and the only thing I need to fix a glitch is a cheat code. I've struggled with depression probably since I was like 16 or 18, and anxiety since I was like 6 years old. My mom would come in my room and I would be covered in hives and just like shaking, having a panic attack. So I feel like I've gotten a little bit better at managing these things. I don't always have depression, and sometimes I'm okay for months and then it comes back bad. But my anxiety pretty much always exists. Like, I struggle with it almost daily. So my dream girl cheat code for depression and anxiety is something I'm going to call SAD. It's an acronym. And these are things that I basically give myself when I am struggling on those dream girl days. The first thing is stability. I feel like sometimes it's really easy when you are struggling to forget about the small things that are supposed to help you. Like the sound, and it's so small and cheesy, but like things like setting up screen time on your phone and setting alarms for the weekend so you're not sleeping until 2 p.m. I think it's important to recognize what is making you unstable and address it, because it's so easy to give into a form of self-harm that you may not even realize is self-harm. And that's something I always have to talk to myself about. Like, it's honestly so easy to use working out as self-harm or even sexual relationships. And you always have like this constant form of dopamine going directly into your heart. And it sounds dramatic, but that's really how I view it. So you have to get rid of what is causing you to be unstable. But that comes with recognizing things like that, which it takes a lot of discipline. The next thing I say is acceptance. Like, I feel like when a few months go by and I haven't had a bad depression spell, I'm like, well, maybe like it's gone now. Maybe I'm in a better place in life, so my depression is not going to come back. But that's just truly not how it works. And then it comes back and it's like, yeah, you thought I was dead. I'm literally not. And I just have to accept that my depression does exist. And I have to realize that my baseline is lower than other people, like my friends and family, meaning like where other people can function at this point, I cannot function at that point. Where other people can wake up happy 360 days of the year or even 300 days of the year, that is simply not me. I have had these issues for months. I can take medicine and not be better. My family has struggled with these issues for generations. So it's about accepting things you can't control. In AA, there's the mantra, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And even though that's an Alcoholics Anonymous quote, a reason why I turned to that quote is when I did have a major drinking problem in my college days, it was rooted so much in my depression and anxiety. So I can really relate that back to those issues. But I just tell myself to accept the things that I can't control. It's also this amount of like, you spend so much time like not wanting to be sad instead of just being sad. I've heard literally Beyonce say this, and one of my close friends said something like kind of similar. Well, one of my close friends just told me like, literally just give yourself a day to be sad about it and then move on. There's an iCarly episode where I forget like what she's sad about, but Carly's like depressed and Carly's brother comes in and Sam's there and he's like, where's Carly? And she's like, she's in the shower. She took a chair. And like, I feel so cringe when I cry, but I know sometimes I just need to let it out and I will go in the shower and cry. I don't take a chair, but I will just sit there. And after I cry it out, I literally feel 10 times better. But when I keep it in, it just sucks. Another form of this is literally just send the crazy text. Like, if something is making you anxious, I think it's better just to address it, because we make up scenarios in our head where like, I'm like, if I say something to this person that loves me and that I love, who knows what's going to happen. And there's just like small things that like I cannot accept sometimes when I'm anxious. Like recently I went to go play pool and I walk in and literally every table's taken. And the bartender points and he's like, I think those people are done, but I'm not sure. And literally my old days, like I would wait 2 hours and not say anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen if I say something? I'm going to go over there and everyone's going to bust out laughing. But I went and I was like, excuse me, are you guys done using the table? And they were like, oh yeah, here you go. And I was so anxious. Like, and I told myself, I was like, I'm so proud that I did that. And I just accepted the fact that it may go bad. Maybe they'll cuss me out, but I'd rather risk it and get what I want. But when I tell people stories like that, they're like, that is such a small thing. And I'm like, that's depression and anxiety can really wrap you up that bad where you're that stressed all the time. I feel like a really good representation of anxiety, which is a very new movie, is Beau is Afraid of Everything. It conceptualizes anxiety so perfectly, in my opinion. Lastly, and this is, like I said, it's not a super, super cheerful tip, but I just like tell myself to have some dignity and get some dignity during these weeks. My depression can get so bad where like I am wearing the same t-shirt for 3 days in a row, not showering, but I have given myself a baseline of like, bitch, at least brush your teeth. Like you can't be depressed and have a bad breath. So I tell myself, have some dignity and just get it together. I really try to like at least have my shit together for 3 months of the year, which is bare minimum. That's bare minimum. But that's how bad like my anxiety can get and my depression can get. And I just let it eat me up. So I just tell myself to have a little bit of dignity. And I feel like a lot of it is just baby steps. You know, I think on days where you can't give yourself dignity, give yourself grace. And on days where you can't give yourself discipline, do the self-care. You know what I mean? I think this is going to be the last episode of season 2, and I'm going to start back in the third week of June. There will be a bonus episode about me being catfished, so check that out when I drop that. But as for now, you guys have a good day.